I invited every Jerry that I could find. Jerry Lewis couldn't make it. Dr. Jerry Graham, he couldn't make it either. Jerry? I don't know. Where is Jerry? Anybody seen him?
Actually, I haven't seen him. The remaining three Beatles are supposed to come this weekend. Nice. If they answer the letter I wrote them. We'll see. I don't know. Response yet.
Yeah, we couldn't reach him either.
Now, let's not let this Falwell, get out of hand. I mean...
You are? I heard about people like you. Yeah, we could do that.
You must
be
from Kentucky. Hey, I'm from Kentucky. Get out of here.
That's a song for the whole family. I could try.
I got to save that for my set, man. I'm only doing 20 minutes and that's half the set.
Seth, can you talk about your right hand chop technique? Your rhythmic technique with your right hand?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to just chopping mandolin, I think if anybody that ever makes a rhythm chop...
You need an axe.
Well, we got the axes for chopping right here. And anytime you talk about a rhythm chop or chunk, you might call it chopping's what I've always talked about, is whether or not you've studied Bill Monroe or not, if you do that chop, you have been influenced by him. Because to me, he is the guy that first made that sound, and for us guys, a great way to play rhythm on the mandolin. And really, different players just have different chops. It's just a matter of the way your hands do it. I mean, David and I can sit and play for hours, but we really don't chop alike. But we do play together. That's the key. But I mean, when it comes to chopping, I mean, I kind of think of it after years of being in a band with no drums. Kind of like the snare drum, and that would be my first approach. Really, when the first David Grisman Quintet album came out, I thought that was so cool that there was always one mandolin playing rhythm while the other one soloed. That I really liked. Because as mandolin players, you don't get to hear that mandolin chop when you solo, so that's what's fun about this. But it does get down to just a personal thing, and mine might be a little more staccato than some others, whereas... Because when David chops, I can probably hear the chord a little more than when I do it. Mine, I just kind
of... Unless I do that.
Or you do it like that. But, so for me, I mean, it's... And we can both talk about the different ways. But for me, I mean, it's like, as I chop, I'm probably almost releasing the chord as my pick strikes the strings. Because if I didn't, it would be that. So it's almost as if I've already pressed the strings down and I'm sort of on the way back up by the time I actually hit it. And you can tell what key I'm in. Well, the main way you can tell what key I'm in is when I do hit the wrong chord. Then you can hear it. But just as a matter of what appeals to you and what you develop over the years. Doctor?
Also, you can take that idea and apply it to other kinds of music and play other rhythmic, percussive, sort of drum-based rhythms, all kinds of them on the mandolin, and then you can...
Reggae works great. I mean, the first time I heard Bob Marley, the thing that I noticed the most was that his rhythm guitar reminded me of a bluegrass mandolin player, chopping
and
on the
funk,
backbeat.
Funk rhythms, you know. That backbeat, but it can happen lots of it.
What are y'all still bitching about the monitors back here?
No, it's a great rhythm instrument. Gets gets you to thinking about chords, because the mandolin is, you know, kind of limited in terms of the chords it can make, because it's kind of high-pitched and there's only four notes. So I get into a lot of three-string chords, and it's good to know a bit about chord theory so you can select the right notes. And it's kind of an interesting thing to work out playing rhythm parts on mandolin.
I should learn some of this stuff.
Yeah, here's a... So I'll show you my favorite chord. It's this one.
Yeah.
Anybody know the name of that chord? Hey, good for you. All right. She wins.
What'll she receive, Dave?
A free set of mandolin strings.
There you
know.
Go.
That's very good. Good ears. Oh. You want us to write one together? What?
That'd be good. Oh.
Okay, if it's...
We've never played like many of my tunes at the same time. I have been fortunate enough to, you know, sit in with the Grisman Quintet quite a few times, so we'll definitely do one of those. We know,
yeah,
we know one of those.
EMD?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to do that? You want to get your
I was going to show you a new one, you know.
Show me a new one.
I got a new one. I actually played on the mandola, but it'll work on the mandolin. And this is sort of my view of the future, this tune. It's called Dog Nation. Sort of like Damn Nation, you know. I don't know. Let's see. Let me show you the chords. This is how we show each other tunes. Then I'll let Sam show me one of his, if he's got one easy enough, you know. In A minor.